Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Living by the words of God, we lose our lives along the way. This is what Jesus Christ calls us to as we follow him. Matthew 10:39, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Several years ago, we showed Wycliffe missionary films in our church in LaGrange, Wyoming. One film, Pop Beads or Pearls, was the story of a father who had sometime previously given his daughter some pop beads as a gift. The beads quickly became her favorite possession. Then, one day, with no explanation or reason given, the dad asked for the beads back. He planned to replace them with a pearl necklace, but to receive the pearls, the child would first need to give up the beads. Often, to receive what God offers, we need empty hands. We see this in today's text, as God calls us to lose our lives so we can find them. By default, we want to keep what we have while receiving what God offers. Clearly, our text does not allow that. To live by the words, to hear God's voice untainted by our rationalizations, we must understand that we will lose our lives along the way. As we close the week, I would like to share an account of a group of people who let go of the pop beads of this life and embraced the pearls of God's wisdom. Hebrews 11:13-16. All these great people died in faith. They did not get the things that God promised his people, but they saw them coming far in the future and were glad. They said they were like visitors and strangers on earth. When people say such things, they show they're looking for a country that will be their own. If they had been thinking about the country they had left, they could have gone back, but they were waiting for a better country, a heavenly country. So God is not ashamed to be called their God, because he has prepared a city for them. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.